then the compressor broke, then the other hose broke, okay?
Mechanic Steve Carthew had worked and worked diligently on Bonnie to prepare for this trip, but...
Sometimes old cars break your heart.
Yes, still, Charles was stoic about it all.
I've had enough old cars to know this is sometimes what happens. The sad thing is I don't have another old car that we can just hop in and go.
But he does have a fairly new Dodge Magnum with airbags and an FM radio.
At least now we have a reliable automobile instead of those pesky old cars.
Okay, Las Vegas, here we come again.
Charles and Steve were traveling from L.A. to Tulsa by way of Las Vegas and other intermediate stops. They were on their way to see a 1957 Plymouth Belvedere unearthed from a vault where it was buried 50 years ago. And like all good road trips, the destination didn't turn out to be the main attraction. The real fun was getting there.
We're at the Las Vegas Neon Museum, also known as the Boneyard. Hundreds of old neon signs, some dating back to the 1930s, are collected here. It's an unusual bit of Vegas history.
The neon graveyard is all about faded red and yellow paint. There's a little turquoise, there's some blue, some white. I see the Aladdin's lamp, the silver slipper. What do we have? We have all kinds of different neon everything here. This is where old Las Vegas neon goes to die.
But today, it's full of life. Under a blazing sun, friends and family gather for a wedding, a marriage of two friends of Charles.
Bruce is the world's leading collector of smiley face memorabilia. And Suzanne is a vivacious architect here in Las Vegas. And together, they have a fun-filled, festive life. And so, no place could be more fitting for them to be married than in the Las Vegas Neon Graveyard.
Friends and family of the bride and groom, welcome. And thank you for being here on this important day in this very important place with these very important people. We are gathered to celebrate the very special love between Bruce and Suzanne by joining them in marriage. All of us need and desire to love and be.
You may now kiss the bride.
Okay, Charles, we had a very successful wedding in Las Vegas. Now we're headed to Holbrook, Arizona.
Yes, we are, Steve. We're going to see those wigwam motels, the legendary wigwam motels.
All right, let's burn up some highway.
Let's go.
We crossed the Hoover Dam and made our way to Arizona, where we stopped to pick up some supplies. Charles' plan, to cook an entire meal on the car's engine block.
So, Charles has just come out of the Safeway here in Kingman, Arizona, where we are right now. Charles, what'd you get?
Well, we're going to have pork tenderloin. We're going to do a little rub on that. Then we got some potatoes and baked apples.
Sounds great. Okay, let's get under the hood.
Won't that be delicious?
Okay, we're actually going to prepare this on the side of the road here.
In the parking lot beside a Dairy Queen.
Charles begins wrapping the ingredients in several layers of foil while he figures out just where to place them on the engine.
That's one layer. Okay, we've got the apples, potatoes, and a nice little pork roast all kind of strapped onto the engine here, foiled up. Go ahead and shut the oven door.
Oh, well. Here goes.
We head out to Flagstaff. That's about 130 miles when we stop to check on the meal.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, okay, so the pork roast wasn't getting done enough on top of the engine block, so we now have shoved it between the radiator hose and the generator, which seems to be pretty hot. So maybe that'll cook it up good and delicious.
So it's back on 40 East for more cooking and to reach the spot where Charles has made reservations at the world-renowned Wigwam Motel. The sign says, "Have you slept in a wigwam lately?" And tomorrow we're going to be able to say yes. Charles